Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
October 1st is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We continue with St. Mark's Gospel. Even Jesus' closest followers did not get it. They expected a political Messiah. Jesus was clearly a Messiah. Therefore, his goals had to be political. They were going to restore the kingdom of David or the kingdom of the Maccabees. And when that happened, they would be the men right around them, closest to them. They would be enormously powerful. Obviously, this was delusional because they were not the kind of men who could run a kingdom. They were fishermen and traders and tax collectors. Nothing Jesus could say would change their opinions, not even his stories about the great love of the Father in heaven for everyone. Who would be first? Peter? James? John? Jesus must have known that in the centuries to come, similar arguments would beset the church. Many of the apostles' successors didn't get it either. Once upon a time, there was a great high school volleyball team. The young women on it had just destroyed all opponents. The newspapers wrote great stories about how good they were, and they were good, and how they always played as a team, and how there were no rivalries among them. Kids took it very seriously, interested in their public image. "We're great," they kept saying, "but we're great as a team." However, each one began to think they were the best, and the others were just hangers-on. Then they stopped talking to one another. Still, they kept winning, and the media kept saying what a great team they were. Well, they were until the championship game. Then each young woman thought the others were all hot-dogging, and they became very angry at one another. Their opponents destroyed them, buried them, crushed them. Each one was still convinced she'd make All-State. Who did? You know the answer. None of them.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.